A new report says that oysters in more than half of the Maryland side of the bay were over-harvested last winter, and if that continues, it could lead to wiping out the population in parts of the bay. That was a conclusion report produced by the Department of Natural Resources and the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. Timothy Wheeler is associate editor and senior writer for the Bay Journal and wrote about the report. In your piece, you indicate that if the harvesting continues as it is, there actually could be some areas that are wiped out. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, of course, this is just a snapshot in looking at the population from 1999 until last season. There was about a 50% decline in the overall number. Now, the population went up and down in the meantime, but it's down by half from what it had been 15 years ago, or almost 20, really. And they found that the given that and the lack of natural reproduction recently of oysters, that there were a significant number of areas in the bay where the harvest pressure was exceeding the sustainable level. In other words, they were taking more than were being replaced through reproduction. And so they basically warned that if that continues, you're looking at trouble.
Are we looking at a decline just simply because of over-harvesting, or are there other factors involved?
Well, it's several key variables here. Natural reproduction, the availability of habitat or reefs on which oyster spat, the young oysters, can settle and grow, and then harvest pressure. So there's three main factors. There's a fourth one that was a big factor in why the population declined, and that was disease. There are a couple of parasitic diseases that have been in the bay for decades now, and they flare up. They have flared up a couple of times since 99, led to a really all-time low in terms of harvest and numbers back in the early 2000s. The population came back some since then. There have been two good years of reproduction in 2010 and 2012. But since then, reproduction has been mediocre for the most part all around the Maryland portion of the bay. And that's when there are fewer young ones coming along, the more adults you take out, there aren't as many adults to replace them.
Give me a sense, what does this mean, do you think, in terms of the areas that are actually around the eastern shore, like the Chop Tank, those kinds of places?
The study sort of divided the bay up into 36 areas. These were areas that are sort of designated for reporting commercial fish landings by the federal government. And of those 19 of the 36, they found that the level of harvest in recent years had exceeded what they deemed to be sustainable levels. And those in the Chop Tank, it was somewhat better, certainly in the last season, than in some other areas of the bay. The majority of sites there, the harvest pressure was not considered to be at unsustainable levels, with the exception of one or two areas within that Chop Tank region. Down in the Tangier Sound area, which covers the lower shore, it was the other way around. There was only a few places where the harvest pressure were considered to be sustainable.
Now, you talked to the watermen about this report, and they seem to be a bit skeptical.
Well, their point of view is that there was a major change in management in the middle of this time period that was studied. Starting in 2010, the state of Maryland vastly expanded its network of sanctuary areas where there could be no commercial harvest of oysters. The idea at the time was the belief that if they could free these areas up from harvest pressure, that the oyster population there would be able to sustain itself and grow. There's been some debate about how effective that's been. The state also undertook some large-scale restoration efforts in a few of those sanctuaries, Harris Creek, Little Chop Tank, and Tred Avon so far. So their argument is that it's sort of unfair in a way to compare what kind of harvest pressure they were putting on the oyster stock back in the 90s and early 2000s before the sanctuaries, when they say that a lot of their best areas for harvesting oysters were taken away from them and put in sanctuary. So they sort of argue that that's not quite fair.
You indicate in your piece that this report will set off at least some fractious debate, I think, is the term you used.
And watermen are understandably sensitive about the notion that they're over-harvesting oysters. There was a move last year, 2017, by the State Department of Natural Resources to open up some of the sanctuaries. The watermen have been sort of lobbying for that. And the legislature responded by insisting that there be a stock assessment first. Find out what the sustainable harvest level is before you, what the status of the population is before you start opening sanctuaries. So I figure that once this stock assessment is finalized and reported to the legislature, that we're going to hear some more discussion about that.
Timothy Wheeler, associate editor and senior writer for the Bay Journal. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.